The next patient is James McGregor. The last name is McGregor. First name, James. Clinical case of a 71-year-old white male. He's a patient of Dr. Purana, K-H-U-R-A-N-A, who has a chronic kidney disease, stage 3A, space A1. The patient CKD is associated to nephrosclerosis, arterial hypertension, hyperlipidemia, morbid obesity, a history of nicotine abuse in the past and the aging process period. At the present time, the serum creatinine is 1.45 and the estimated GFR is 52. The patient doesn't have any protein in the urine. Doesn't have any activity in the urinary sediment. Period. Number two. The major concern is the presence of morbid obesity. The BMI is 42.1. The patient has lost 10 pounds compared to last year. However, is worrisome because of the morbidities associated to obesity, period. To a physical examination, it's clear that the patient is retaining fluid significant amounts. He has a PT edema that is 1 to 2/4 in the lower extremities, period. Extensive conversation regarding the approach to this morbid obesity was carried with the patient. The first is the decrease in this sodium intake, period. I advise the patient to go with a diet that is no more than 2 grams in 24 hours. Label reading was encouraged, and the use of spices in order to compensate for a low sodium diet, period. A fluid restriction of 45 ounces in 24 hours was also recommended, and needless to say, the plant-based diet was discussed. Processed food, is to be avoided at all costs. Examples of menus, examples of label reading, and calorie counting were discussed with the patient. Period. His heaviest meal is the one at supper time. He was encouraged to have the heaviest meal at lunch time and a light meal at the evening time. Period. Another major concern is that the fasting blood sugar is 123. This is a pre-diabetic state, even more when we have triglycerides that are elevated at 213 as of August the 30th, 2022, period. Number two, arterial hypertension associated to the morbid obesity. The patient might be receptive to the administration of diuretics. That is a decision that is going to be discussed with Dr. Kurana. However, we are not going to implemented because we think that it will suffice with a low sodium diet, period. The patient has established appointment with Dr. Corana, period. Following number, hyperlipidemia on statins. Following number, gout that has been not active ever since the patient started allopurinol. The gout has been controlled. Following number, coronary artery disease that is compensated. There is no evidence of activation. Period. We review the laboratory workup and the chart in 10 minutes, 25 minutes of conversation regarding the above, and into the documentation, 8 minutes.